Today's daf is Erev and daf Pei Aleph. We're going to start on the Mishnah in the bottom of Pei Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, "Bechol ma'arvin u'mishtatvin chutz min ha'melach divrei Rabbi Elazar." Rabbi Elazar holds that you can make an Erev Chatzer. You can use an Erev Chatzer. You can use any type of food or beverage for a Ruvei Chatzeros, with the exception of salt and water. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Kikar hu eruv afilu mafe se'av hu prusa in. Okay, so he says that, first of all, he says that you can't make an eruv with anything, only with a kikar, with a whole bread, a whole loaf of bread, or a whole pas. Afilu mat, because we hold that matzah also works. Afilu mafe se'av, even a loaf that is made of a sa'ah of flour, who prusa, but it was a little piece was cut off. Ain marvin ba, you can't make an erev with it. Kikar ki isar, a loaf that's only the size of an isar, it's a very small coin, but who shalim, and it's complete. Me arvin ba. So again, he argues, Rabbi Shu argues on two different points, and one is that it has to be specifically pas, and number two, that it has to be whole. Okay. So the Gemara says at the top of Pei Aleph and Aleph, Tanina Chada Zimna. So we asked a question. We already learned earlier in Dav Chavav when the Mishnah is talking about Dine Erev, the laws of Erev Tchumim, B'chom Arvim Mishtatim Chutz Min Amayim Min Amelach. We already have that position. So why are we repeating it right now? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba Lafukim Rabbi Yeshua. This is to exclude the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. The Amar Kikar in Midech Rinilo. Rabbi Yeshua says only a kikar, a loaf, as opposed to something else. So Mashmalan. So Rabbi Lazar is telling us Halachas Nalak Rabbi Yeshua Bakol, but you can make an erev with anything. So in other words, had the Mishnah not repeated this halacha here, when we would have said Bakol Ma'arvin, we would have thought that that Mishnah before in Daf Chavav is only talking about Erev Tchumim. Because even Rabbi Yeshua says, by Erev Tchumim, you don't necessarily need bread. But by Erev Chatzeros, maybe we would hold that everyone holds, like Rabbi Yeshua, that you can only use bread. So that's why Rabbi Lazar says, I disagree. And you can use foods other than bread. In fact, any foods other than water and salt. Abai is now going to ask Rabbi on Rabbah from the following question. Esvei, Abai. You can use anything for every chatzeros and shitufim uvos. They only said that you need an erev chatzeros. They only need bread when it comes to. You only need bread for an erev with only in a chatzer. So this price is very difficult. Man Shemat Lei, the Amar Pas in Midiach Vinilo. Who's the Tana who holds that specifically by Eruvei Chatzeros you require bread and nothing else? Rabbi Yoshua, presumably this is Rabbi Yoshua. But then Vikatani Bakol. But nevertheless, the price is Bakol, that you can be Ma'arev with anything. So therefore, you must explain the Brisa. That when it says Bakol Ma'arvin Erev Chatzeros, so what that means must be Bakol with all types of bread. And therefore, our Mishnah is coming to explain that it's not telling you that you can be Ma'arev in the Chatzer with anything, but it's coming to teach us that you could be Ma'arev with all different types of bread. It's not speaking about Erev Tchumim. So therefore, it's only talking about Erev Chatzeros. And so in other words, that's how we would explain the Mishnah in the Braisa, that with all different types of bread, you can do Erev Chatzeros, and with a Mavoi, you can do Shitufa Mavoz with anything other than salt and water. So based on that, according to Abaye now, so what's the Mishnah coming to teach us then? Elam Arav Babarchana Lafuke Midi Rabbi Yoshua, if that's the case, that our Mishnah is telling us that you can be Ma'arev and Mishtatev to exclude the position of Rabbi Yoshua, who holds that when it comes to Erev Chatzeros, you can use bread and specifically by Erev Chatzeros, bread, yes, nothing else. So then it's Lafukid Midrav Yoshua, Damar Shlema in Prusalo, Kamash Malan, Bakol. So therefore, the purpose of the Mishnah is specifically to exclude the end opinion, Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that you specifically need a full loaf of bread, but not a piece of bread. So therefore, Rabbi Lezer is telling us that's not the case. Rather, you can use even a broken loaf. So the Gemara is now going to explain why, according to Rabbi Yeshua, do you need a complete loaf? Uprusa my time alo. What's the reason, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that you don't need a prusa, that you can't, sorry, that you can't use a broken loaf? I'm Rabbi Yossi ben Shol Omar Rabbi Mishum Eva, because of Eva. Because if you can do it with a piece of bread, so it's going to cause a machlokes. It's going to cause like an argument, right? Because why? You gave only a slice of bread, but I gave an entire loaf, so it's going to cause machlokes. So Amar le Rav Acha bread the Rav, the Rav Ashi every kulam b'pruso. So then Mahu, what would the halacha then be according to this? What if they all gave a slice? So what would the halacha be? Amar le Shema Yachsu Davar l'kilkulo. He says no, but maybe we don't want that, because maybe it'll return to its The problem will come back, because maybe at some point in the future someone will give a complete loaf and other people will only give slices and there'll be a fight. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul, nitla heimena kedei chalasa uchadei dimua marvin lo ba. So he says the following: let's say if you remove from the loaf as much as you need to set aside for challah. Okay, so how much you have to set aside? There's a small portion of dough has to be set aside for challah. It's really we're going to explain soon what the amount is, but if that amount was separated, or also dibua, what's dibua? So dibua is a mixture of truma and non-truma. So if one part of truma falls into 100 parts of non-truma, so then basically you can take off a small that small part, the proportionate amount, and the rest you can give to anyone can eat it. In other words, normally speaking, we hold the principle of batel b'shishim. Normally we hold that if you have 60 units of permitted food, one unit of forbidden food, so the one unit of forbidden food is batel, is nullified. When it comes to truma, it's 100-to-1 ratio. So let's say you have the amount of challah, which we haven't discussed yet. Let's say that amount was removed from the loaf, or this 100th. So you can still use the you can still make an eruv chatzeros with it. That's not that small amount that's been removed, 100th or the amount for a challah. That's not significant enough to render it inadmissible for eruv chatzeros. Avotanya kedei dimu ma'arvin loba kedei chalasa ein ma'arvin loba. Yeah, but wait, we have another brisa which says that if the amount that was missing is the amount of the shear of a challah that you separate for challah, we don't make an eruv with it. So lokasha ha bechalas nachtom. So when the amount of bread of a shir challah was taken that you need to separate, that a professional baker needs to separate, which is a small amount, so then it's still considered a whole loaf. And when the Brisa says that you cannot make an erev chatzeros with a loaf of bread where the amount of challah was missing, that's talking about the challah of a balabayas. So a balabayas has to separate more from his challah than the baker does. So what are these amounts? Now to learn a Mishnah. Shir challah, what's the amount of challah? Echad me esrim v'arba. 1/24 of the shir that you are, you have to have at least 1/24 of the amount. And therefore, ha'osa isa la'atzmo, v'isa l'mishte b'no. And if you make a loaf of bread for yourself, and even one for a party for your child, nevertheless, He writes that Echad be'asim v'arba, you need to give 1/24. Nachtom shu'osa limkor bashuk, if a baker, so that he makes it to sell in the marketplace, since you make many loads. V'chein isha shu'osa limkor bashuk, a woman who's making to sell in the marketplace, so she needs, and she's similar. Nevertheless, Echad me'arba imushmona, you only need to give 1/48. So the reason is that the baker, the Rambam writes, that the baker, since he typically makes large loaves, so there typically is in 1/48 a shear that's fit to give for a gift. So that's why they said that you give, in other words, you have to give a chush of a shear, like a significant size. So the loaves that the baker makes, those are generally larger. So therefore, we say you only need to give 1/48. The loaves that a balabais, someone in the regular house baking, is generally smaller. So therefore, you need to give 1/24. Okay. So the Gemara says, what's the deal with? So he says that. So the Gemara now says, is it permitted to be ma'arev with bread that was sliced, and then you join it together, and you join that sliced to a loaf? So Amar Chista, tfara bekesam. Let's say you took a slice, and basically you took, I guess, what is it, like a toothpick? Basically there were two halves of a loaf, and they were broken, and you connect it with a wood chip. So ma'arvin loba, you can make an erev chateros with it because it looks like a whole loaf. But tanya and ma'arvin loba, then we have brises that you cannot do that. Lokasha had di idea tifra, v'had lo yadad tifra. So it depends if you can see if you can see the seam and you can see that's really broken. So then it's not good. But if you can't see the seam and it looks like a whole loaf, so then it's good. So Shmuel says that you can make an erev chatzeros with bread made from rice or from millet. So I heard from Shmuel himself this halacha that with bread made from rice you can make an erev chatzeros, and bread from millet you cannot. So Rav said you can make an erev chatzeros with bread that's made from lentils. Is that really true? So behold, there was a bread of made from lentils that were made in the days of Shmuel. He threw it to his dog, and he said that it wasn't even fit for animal consumption. So how can you? So certainly, if it's not fit for animal consumption, then you certainly cannot. You should not be able to use it for an erev chatzeros. So he disham minim havia. No, there are many different types of grains that were mixed in it. This is not considered pas. Apparently, it's pasuk Yecheskel. It says that they were said to Yecheskel, you should make a sign for famine that's going to come on Klal Yisrael. So you should take all these different types of grain and make from them bread. So this type of bread that's made is multigrain, but really multigrain. So people don't eat it, and only because of a famine they eat it. This bread that he gave to the dog is because it was baked on coals that were made from human feces that dried up. Okay, this bread was baked for everyone with coals that were, again, it's by Yecheskel. They're made from the feces of a person. So, So the Gemara wants to clarify. So what's the explanation of that? What it was said to Yecheskel that a cake of barley should be eaten. So Omar Rav Chista lishi urim. That Hashem is saying to Yecheskel, you should eat it lishi urim, meaning don't eat it in a way that you're satiated, but only eat it little by little, like the way people eat it in times of famine. Don't just gobble it up. Papa Mar Arevasa Karevas Saori Velo Karevas Chitim. So he says that Rav Chista says that it means you should I'm sorry, Papa says you should make it your preparation, like the preparation of barley bread. It's like you invest very little effort in making the barley bread and not like the preparation of wheat bread, where you spend a lot of time to make sure it's really nice. Okay, the Mishnah now is going to discuss if it's possible to make an Eruv shelo midato, without someone's knowledge. What's considered ledato? What's considered with someone's knowledge? So the Mishnah says, no saying Adam ma lechem vani, ule nachdom kadei she yizakalo eruv di Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says you can give a ma'a coin to a grocer or to a baker in order so that they should, so that the Bnei Mavoi should buy from him wine to make a shituf, muvos, or the Bnei Chatzer can take bread for the purpose of an Eruv. And then what will happen? And then he will confer upon this individual possession of the wine or the bread for the purpose of the Erev Chatzer, so the Shetufim Mavos. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So again, what are you doing? You give me a coin to this baker, and then basically the baker will give him the wine, and he uses the wine for, let's say, Shetufim Mavos. V'chamomim lo zachu lo mo'asav. He said, V'chamim say that the money doesn't give possession to him. Why? Because the money alone is not valid kinyan. In other words, how do you do valid kinyan? It's not simply by maos. You need meshicha. You need to actually take it. And even if the eruv, and therefore, since there's no kinyan for the wine or the bread, then the eruv does not take effect because the intent of the storekeeper is to basically, since the seller can retract it, basically if I buy something from you and I give you money, so you can always retract and before I take the food. So therefore it's not considered a valid kinyan, and therefore the heir would not be chal. Would not be in effect. Umodim bishar kol adam shezachu lo ma'osav. However, the Chachamim would agree to Rabbi Eliezer with everyone else who's not a storekeeper, that as long as you give the money, then that is sufficient. Why is that? Because regarding a grocer or baker, if I'm giving the money, so I don't attend to my, by me giving you money, it's not clear that I'm appointing you as my agent. And therefore, the money does not create a transaction. However, she'ein marav la'adam el midato. Right. So therefore, ein marav la'adam midato. So when I'm giving you, you're a storekeeper, I'm giving you money, it's not clear that you're all of a sudden now the owner of this wine to join everyone together for shidufim muvos. Right. So therefore, I would actually have to pick up the wine. However, if it's just you're not a storekeeper and I'm giving you all this money, so then obviously that was the goal. I'm giving you this money, and you have a loaf of bread, a few loaves of bread, whatever the case is. So I'm giving you this money, and I'm presumably appointing you as an agent to join everyone together with this bread. Amar Rav Yehuda, b'medvar memurim. When do we say that you can only be ma'arev someone for his das with his knowledge? So be'erei tchumim, that's by erei tchumim. Because if I'm making erei tchumim for you, what am I doing? I'm creating your center of residence. So if I'm moving it from one place to another, who says you agree? So that definitely requires your das. Aval be'erei chatzeres marim shledatzer shlo midato lefisha ezachim ladam shlo b'fadam ein chavim ladam shlo b'fadam. Erei chatzeres is only to your benefit. So since it's only to your benefit, then I can even ma'arev shalom midas, because that allows you to carry. There's no downside to carrying. By every tchumim, there's a downside because maybe your center of residence was here, so you can carry 2,000 amos. You can walk 2,000 amos, you know, westward or whatever from this direction. After I moved your center of residence, now you can only move eastward, whatever the case is. So that you require das, but erev chatzeres, where I'm only confirming a benefit, and not something that causes a loss. So then you can appoint someone, you can do it without his intent. So the Gemara now wants to clarify the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, who says that if you buy that you buy the wine and the loaf without mishicha, without pulling it, right? That was Rabbi Lazar's position, who says you don't even need mishicha when it comes to pull the item, and you can still make the kinyan, you can still make the eruv. My time to Rabbi Lazar. Why does Rabbi Lazar say that you can give money to a storekeeper so that he would so that you can join together with a portion of his eruv and he acquires the eruv? For the money, halo mashach, there was no mashicha. You didn't pull the eruv food. And chattel, movable property, is only acquired with mashicha. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Bar Abahu, Asar Rav Lezer, Karba Prakim Bishana. So Rabbi Eliezer made the eruv like the, this should be like four times during the year. That the payment of money creates a transaction. What does that mean? Ditnan ba'arba prakim elu mashchitim asatabach ba'al korcho. There are four times a year, and those are Erev Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, and Shmini Atzeres, that we force the butcher to shecht an animal even against his will. So that, what does that mean? Even if the ox was worth 1,000 dinar and the customer, you paid only 1 dinar's worth of meat, the customer can force the butcher to shecht it so that the buyer can receive his meat. The reason is that on these four situations, everyone's buying meat. And therefore, the butcher who promised to supply the customer with meat must give it to him, even if it causes him a significant loss. So, in other words, the lokeach, the buyer, is considered as if he is the owner of the part that he paid. As soon as he pays, lefichach imeis meis lelokeach. Yeah, but there's also a downside, because once I pay, so even before I get my slice of meat, if the ox dies before shechted, so he dies also to lokeach. The risk of loss has already passed to me, the buyer, as soon as I give the money to the butcher. And therefore, I would lose the money, even though I never got the meat to begin with. The Gemara wants to clarify the reason for this. Meis lokeach, v'lo mashach. But wait a second. He dies also for, the ox dies for me, what I lose my money. I never took the ox meat to begin with. I never took the ox or the ox meat. So I was never kone the meat. I never acquired the meat. So Amar Ravuna Bishem Mashach. The Mishnah is talking about a case where he did pull, the buyer did pull the ox on Erev Yom Tov. Because of that, he had rights. He acquired rights in the portion of the ox according to the money that he gives to the butcher. And that's why if the ox dies, he loses money. The Gemara says, the Gemara asks, Ihachi, Emes Seifel, Bishoyim Osashana, Enikin. The rest of the year, it's not the case. Pichachi, Mace, Rak, Lamocha, Maib, Hamashach. Yeah, but we say this halacha applies four times a year. If the case is where he actually pulled the animal, why should the halacha of the risk of loss passed to the buyer only be limited to these four times? They should apply for the entirety of the year. Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Yitzchak LaOlam B'Shelo Mashach. We're talking about a case where there was no Mashicha. He did not pull the ox. Hakamayaskinan B'Shezika Lo Ayde Acher. That the butcher conferred the rights to the buyer through someone else. So he used a third party that, the butcher basically said that another person should acquire a dinar's worth of ox on his behalf without basically getting the person's consent. So therefore, barba prokim elu dischusulo, Zachin lo shel lo b'fada. And therefore, during these four times of the year, so when it's for his benefit, because everyone wants to buy meat on these days, so you could act for his benefit on, you know, against, you know, even if he's not around. However, the rest of the days of the year, it's to his disadvantage because it obligates him to pay, and he may not want to buy meat. Now, we assume that everyone in Yerushalayim, they want to buy meat. So therefore, you're benefiting him by the fact that, you know, oh, you know, we found a piece of meat, so you can basically buy for him. However, when it comes to the rest of the year, it's chavin, it's chovulo, it's his disadvantage, and ain't chavin lo b'fadav, and you can only sort of obligate him to pay in front of him with his consent. Rav Ila Amar Rav Yochan, Rav Ila says the name Rav Yochan, Bar Bar Prakim. Elu Hamidu Chachamim Divrei Mal Divrei Torah. For these four times of the year, the Chachamim, even the Chachamim say that normally speaking, that movable property can only be acquired with Kesef. These times they said that, I'm sorry, even though normally speaking we say most Lokonos, that the Kinyanim, that Metaltim cannot be acquired by Kesef alone. By these times, the Chachamim say that we're going to follow the Din Torah, that most konos, that you can acquire it with money. Again, and the point is, the Rambam writes that the reason is because since during these times, the, in other words, Minat Torah, most konos. Minat Torah, the risk of loss passes as soon as you give the other party the money, as soon as the buyer gives the seller the money. The Rabbanan say no, that we need, that most is not sufficient. You also need Meshicha when it comes to Metaltalin. However, says the Rambam, that during these times, the Chavim followed just the Din Torah, because everyone needs meat. And the Meiri writes similarly, that because of the honor of these days, the Chavim wanted that it should be meat for everyone. Therefore, they were Metakin, that Mos are Kodos, so that the buyer can force the seller to shech the meat. There'll be more meat available. Okay, so, but nevertheless, Pharisee Yaakov writes that even though this takana was done for the benefit of the buyer, nevertheless, if the ox dies, the buyer loses, because the Chachamim did not want to make this takana that the seller always loses. So it's a kind of, you're balancing different factors. Now, the Amar Yochan on Dvar Torah, Mos Kodos, right? Yochan says that Minat Torah, Mos, are sufficient to effectuate a transaction of metaltalin, chattel. Why the Chachamim say that you need a kinyan meshicha, you need to actually pull the metaltalin? Because maybe the seller then will say, after he gets the money, oh, there was a fire and your wheat burned down in the, in other words, I'm sorry, let's say a fire, I give the money to the seller, and then there's a fire that started in the attic. And the seller is like, yeah, I don't have to put out the fire because the only thing that's there is the buyer's property. So we want to try to avoid that so that, because the mocher will have no incentive to try to save the chattel, the betaltin that's possibly getting destroyed. So therefore the Chachamim say, no, you need meshicha as well. And so going back to our Gemara, that which Rabba Bar Avua said, that Rabbi Lezer holds that they made the halach of Eruv like the Arba Prokim, so that's like Rabbi Yochanan, who explained that with these four times, the Chachamim say, the metaltim are niknim b'kesef, the chattels acquired with kesef. Rabbi Lezer holds that because of this halach, because what do we want? What's Eruv Chatzer? We want people to be able to carry in the Chatzer. So because we want people to be able to carry the chatzer, so therefore, even with an Eruv, the Chachamim follow this halacha, the Din Torah, they said, Mos are konos, even without Meshicha, even without pulling the wine. So as long as you give the storekeeper the money, so Mos are konos, and the storekeeper, basically, he has the wine for you. And so now we have a Shitufa Mavos. However, the Chachamim who argue with Lezer hold that even an Eruv is only acquired with Meshicha like other Kinyanim. The Mishnah also says, Umodim Bishar Kol Adam. So Umodim vishar kol adam, right? That Chachamim admit to Rabbi Elazar that with other people, so then the money is sufficient to create an eruv, a non storekeeper. If I give money just to another person, and I say, okay, this food that you have, just be mezakeh all of us for the eruv, then that works. So man shar kol adam, who are these rest of the people? Marav. Baal Bayis, a regular homeowner, someone who's not a butcher or a storekeeper. And he doesn't typically sell wine or meat or bread. So if I give you money and I say, be mezakeh for me with this kikar, this loaf of bread for an eruv. So Shmuel also says, Baal Bayis, I'm a Shmuel, lo shanu ela l'nachno Baal Bayis kona. So he says this applies to a same thing, that only this halacha, that you actually need to pick up the wine or the loaf of bread, that only applies if you give money to a baker, a professional. But just the regular Baal HaBayis, so if I give you money, and I can say, you're mezakeh for me, I don't have to pick up the bread. Amar Shmuel lo shanu ela ma aval kli kona. This halacha, that if I give a coin to a chenvani, to a storekeeper, then I don't get the rights of the Eruv if I don't pick it up. That only applies when I give him this coin. But if I give him a kli, you know, that's known as a kinyan chalipim, right? It's a barter transaction. Then I am kona the Eruv. So, right? Because kinyan chalipim is I give you an object, and as soon as I give you one object, so then I am kona the other object. So here also, when the storekeeper or the baker is kona the kli that I give him, I'm the buyer, so then I acquire the bread and the wine. So even though what we said, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the Chachamim say that kinyan kesef, that kinyan kesef is insufficient for metaltalin, and you also need meshicha, because maybe the seller will say that nisfu chidecha baliyah, that maybe your wheat was burned in the attic and I didn't bother to try to get it down. They didn't say it by kinyan chalipin. Why is that? The Tosfos writes, kevan shebekinyan chalipin adayin lo kibal hamocher es hamol shetzarech halokeach litein lo trumas hamekach, that by kinyan chalipin the seller never got the money yet that the lokeach needs to give him for the sale, because he only gives him a kli. In other words, the kli is not the full value of the object, right? In other words, what did I do? I gave you a kli. It's like a hanky, a kinyan sudar, a kinyan chalipin. I give you an object. It's not, you're selling me $100 of bread. I'm not giving you a $100 item. I give you a $2 item. And once you pick it up, so that creates sort of a gemiras das, that if that solidifies it, that concretizes my intent and your intent to do the deal, and so we cannot retract. But since I have not given you the full value, so we're not concerned that the that the mocher is not going to try to in other words, let's put it this way: if I give you a $2 hanky, and so now we're saying our $2 whatever, you know, kli. And so now we say, oh yeah, it's a valid transaction. But if my property is being burnt, so even though technically the risk of loss has been transferred, right? You know, say it's the buyer's loss, but the seller is going to want to save it. The seller is still concerned that I'm going to say, yeah, I did this king and chalipin. I'm not giving you the money because I didn't get any wheat. So Rabbi Yochanan said that they only made this halacha that you need meshicha only by kinyan kesef, and not by kinyan chalipin. Okay, so the Amar Shmuel also says lo shadu el damar lo zechedli avalimalar aredli shliach shavye v'kane. So this halacha that if you give a coin that you don't have rights in air, it's only if you say zechedli this lashon. But if you said aredli, then you're making him a shliach. Why v'kane in your kona? Because the lashon of a rave is very clear. Zecheli means I want you to give to me this wine. So you're not saying, here's $100, so give me this $100 bottle of wine. So So that lashon zecheli is like, give me the wine. That's not a language of be my shaliach, that to use the wine for shitufim avos. However, if I say arevli, then basically, what am I saying? Be my guarantor. So I'm saying, I'm in effect saying, you be for me a shaliach to be an agent to make an eruv, and the eruv is kona, because basically that language indicates that I'm telling the storekeeper to be my agent. Amar Yehuda ben Devar Murim, Mishnah says Amar Yehuda ben Devar Murim. When do we say that you need the das, the knowledge of the other person from whom you're making erev? That's only by erev tchum. By erev chatzeros, you can even do it shelo midato. Why? Not with his knowledge, because zachin ladam shelo b'fanu. Rabbi Yehuda mar Shmuel, halach Rabbi Yehuda, halach like Rabbi Yehuda. Below, not only that, el komakum shishana Rabbi Yehuda be'erevin alchemoso. Wherever we have Rabbi Yehuda giving halacha in erevin, halacha is like him. Amar le Rav Chana bag dasa'a le Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Chana bag from the city in Baghdad, right? Said to Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel afilu mava shenidlu korosav olachayav. Said even in a case where the mavoi, where the crossbeam or the lechi was removed, there Rabbi Yehuda says that since the mavoi was permitted at the beginning of Shabbos, you continue carrying all of Shabbos even after the crossbeam or the lechi was removed. Amar lei, Rabbi Yehuda says, whoa, wait a second. But erevin amarti lach the lo b'mechitzos. No. I said lach is like Rabbi Yehuda only in the halacha of kinyan eruv, of acquiring an eruv. Then the halacha is like him, but not mechitzos, right? Where a lechi or a korah, a lechi or a crossbeam serves as a mechitza, that I'm not saying necessarily the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. But that's based on, is this a valid mechitza? The Gemara is now going to discuss if the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda, Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda argue in a case of Erev Shlomidas. Omar le Rav Acha b'de Rav l'Rav Ashi halacha. So Rav Acha b'de Rav says Rav Ashi, since Shmuel said halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda b'chlal de pligi, must be that they argue on this. But wait a second. V'hamar v'shu ben Levi, komakom sha amar Rabbi Yehuda imasai b'meh b'mishna seinu enu el lefareish divrei Chachamim. That's always an interesting question. When someone gives another opinion in the Mishnah, are they arguing or are they merely explaining? So we're saying here that whenever the Lashon is a Masai or Bameh, so that's only explaining the previous statement. Whenever Rabbi Huda says a Masai or Bameh, he's not arguing, he's only explaining the Chachamim. So therefore, he's not coming to argue, but he's only to explain their opinion. So then why does Shmuel say the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? Whenever you say the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, what does that indicate? That he's arguing on someone. So the Gemara says, velo pligi, wait, do they not argue? V'ho anan tanan, nitosfu aleihem, mosifu mezake, tzarech lo dia. We have an explicit Mishnah, in that we saw in the Mishnah in Daf Pei Amud Beis, in yesterday's Daf, that says the following. That if new residents were added to the original residence of the Mavoi, you can add to the Eruv for those residents and confer, you know, position to them, and you have to inform them. So apparently this Tana says that you have to inform them, and this contradicts the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So it can't be that that everyone holds that you don't need to let everyone know about Eruvei Chatzeros, because that Mishnah clearly says that you do need. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a good question. Hasam v'chotzer shebein shtei mavos. That case is talking about a situation where you have a chotzer between two alleyways, in that case, the residents of the courtyard can join either mavoi. So therefore, when you join the mavoi, so there has a certain disadvantage, because maybe the people of the courtyard would not want to connect with one mavoi and lose out on the other mavoi. So therefore, that's why tzarech lo dio swiftly in that case.
Wouldn't you say this also in the case of a chatzer, if one house had the ability to go into either of two chatzeros, that you'd need his, that you ain't zachen lo Shlomo Farnov?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that, right, so maybe that's not as common, but he's comparing, what that's being compared to is a chatzer that's only open to one mavoi. That, in other words, the chamim, I agree with you, Howie, the chamim would agree that if you have, let's say, a chatzer that's only open up to one mavoi, then everyone would agree you can do it shlomidas. If it's open to two mavois, so then it has to be ladas. Amar of Shizvi, Amar of Chista is also meres. So what do we see from here, from this Mishnah? So we see Chalukim Lav Chaver of Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda says you are Ma'ariv, you can do Ariv Chayas Shalomidas, because the Mishnah there says that you can only do it Midas. So really, at the end of the day, the Amoraim are arguing on the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that he is merely explaining the opinion of the Tanakhama. However, according to Rav Chista, right, according to Rav Chista, he's saying that he's arguing on the Tanakhama, because what do we say now? Because we said that what are we saying? We're saying that right. So I'm sorry. So this is another question. This is another question. So then Rav Shizvi said in the name of Rav Chista that the Chum actually argued in Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, Ella rather. Gavra karamis, marsavar pligi, marsavar lo pligi. So at the end of the day, you have two different opinions. You can't argue one amora and the other amora. You're arguing from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi on Shmuel. And so at the end of the day, Shmuel holds what? That Rabbi Yehuda and Chum argue about this. And that's why it says halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says that they don't argue on this. This term, this expression, that whenever it says a masai or kol makom, that the Rabbi Huda is just simply explaining the chachamim, so that is Rabbi Shua ben Levi's position. But Shmuel disagrees, so therefore we have a machlokas amoraim on whether Rabbi Huda argues on the chachamim about tzarech lo dio or not. Okay, we will stop here.